007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander in Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. We are starting with an interesting one.
We're starting with a bit of fun. Flash Gordon.
I remember it well.
Flash Gordon, yes. The 80s version. Well, it's been reported that some writers, J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay, are attached to a big screen reboot of Flash Gordon and that the pair are working on it and in the process of making a studio deal. Now, they are working on other projects at the moment, actually, most notably the Star Trek franchise. They're going to take that forward, and they are still attached to J.J. Abrams' graphic novel adaptation called Boilerplate.
I wonder who'd play him this time around. Interesting.
I know, yeah. Going back to Flash Gordon, I mean, you remember the 80s version,
yes,
with the Queen soundtrack. It was quite camp, wasn't it?
Yes.
The movie, and it was became a bit of a favourite amongst people, a bit of a classic for probably all the wrong reasons. Timothy Dalton was in it as well, but it takes place on a distant planet where Flash, along with companions Dale Arden and Hans Zarkov, embark on a series of adventures fighting a ruler named Ming the Merciless. There's plenty of material there, and of course it was serialised before on TV, but I think, you know, it could probably do with a big screen version.
You never know.
With the technology, they can do anything.
Well, that's
now,
very
so
true.
Why not? But
okay.
I do kind of have a soft spot for that movie. It was so bad that it was good.
I know what you mean. All right, a Game of Thrones doing extremely well, but...
And I suppose this is going to be something we're going to see more and more of. And it's a little bit heartbreaking, because how are they going to sustain it? It's smashing sort of various different ratings records. But one that it did smash as well was piracy records. The episode, The Lion and the Rose, or better known by fans actually as the Purple Wedding episode, was the largest BitTorrent downloads. Nearly 200,000 people sharing one single file.
Wow.
In a very short space of time.
It's a huge problem, Garrett.
It is a massive problem.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was, you know, sort of within 24 hours of the premiere of this thing that it all happened. Audiences in Australia, US, United Kingdom, Canada, Netherlands were the biggest downloaders in that order. About 1.5 million times in that first 24 hours.
Wow.
How do you stop that?
I don't know how you stop it, and that is the problem. Yeah.
And like, okay, it's fine there. People get to see it. But if you love Game of Thrones,
yeah,
and if it keeps getting downloaded to the degree that it is, the likes of HBO will not have the finances to go and make
exactly.
them. And how long before that affects it big time, you know? So anyway...
Yeah, that's not good for them at all.
For, you know?
Okay, you've some casting news, but I haven't heard about Sharon Stone in a long while.
Yeah, good actress, and she's joining Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart in an action comedy called American Ultra. Max Landis penned the script for Ultra, which tells the story of an unmotivated stoner named Mike, played by Eisenberg, who lives with his girlfriend in a small, sleepy town. And one night, their lives take an unexpected turn when Mike's past comes back to haunt him and he becomes the target of a government operation set to wipe him out. Sharon Stone is stepping into a role that was earmarked for Uma Thurman,
okay,
but that deal didn't work out. You've the likes of Bill Pullman, Topher Grace in there as well. And Sharon Stone recently rapped on a TNT pilot actually called Agent X, and she could be seen also in Fading Gigolo with Woody Allen and John Turturro as well shortly. So
okay,
there you go. She's busy.
Now, we'll be talking in a while about one of this week's new releases, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, scored by Hans Zimmer. We'll be taking a first listen to his score, but he seems to be the go-to guy now for superhero soundtracks, doesn't he?
And I wonder, is he getting a bit tired of it?
Yeah.
From that point of view,
yeah.
How many times can you do the swelled up moment of a superhero in a score? But I suppose, you know, people were wondering, was he going to do this Batman versus Superman movie that's coming out? Of course, you've got Ben Affleck,
yes,
starring as...
That'd be a whole different movie.
That would... as Batman. And yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't mind seeing that, actually.
There you go. Let's write it down. Yeah, see, he said he didn't want to do it. Now it looks like he is going to do it and be involved. And I suppose at least there's a bit of, you know, continuity for people as well. Henry Cavill is going to come back to play Clark Kent and Superman in that movie. But I suppose some people will be delighted to know because, as you say, he's the go-to composer.
Yes, he can do
to
it.
To have him on board to do it. But yeah, he's busy, isn't he?
With he certainly
capes
is.
And webs and all that type of stuff.
All right. Some Irish movie news for us.
Well, they're going to have the premiere of Frank. This is Lenny Abrahamson's new movie, which stars Michael Fassbender and Donald Gleeson, who are actually going to attend this European premiere that takes place in Dublin next week. It's taking place at the Lighthouse Cinema on the 24th. And it's good to see. I mean, a lot of Irish movies at the moment.
Yeah,
the
and there's been a good bit of hype about this. Well, with Lenny Abrahamson at the helm, there's always a lot of interest in it and an unusual role, no doubt about it, for Michael Fassbender.
An unusual
with
film
mask
well.
On. Yeah.
With mask on, yeah. And, you know, it's about a wannabe musician, John, who joins an alternative electric group led by a mysterious Frank, played, of course, by Fassbender. John Ronson, one of the writers involved. Maggie Gyllenhaal in there as well. And as you say, Abrahamson is a great filmmaker and this has sold well. It played at Sundance.
That's right.
And it's going to be released around the world. It's going to get a UK premiere at Sundance London on the 25th of April, but it's going to be released to Irish audiences on May 9th.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. It looks intriguing. I'm looking forward to seeing it,
that's
I have to say.
That's a good word for it. Intriguing.
Intriguing. Speaking of trailers, Garrett, what should we check out online this week?
Well, I decided to pick two, and it's obviously because the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman is starring in both of them.
Wow.
These are the last two movies that he made, and, you know, we're getting a chance to see him in them. The first one is A Most Wanted Man, a Chechen Muslim illegally immigrates to Hamburg, where he gets caught up in an international war of terror. Philip Seymour Hoffman looks great in the film. Rachel McAdams, Robin Wright and William Defoe also star in that one. Antoine Corbin directs. And then the other one is Mad Men star John Slattery. He has made his directorial debut.
Behind the camera, yeah.
Behind the camera in a movie called God's Pocket. And it's based on the novel of the same name, and the film centres on a gritty blue-collar neighbourhood where a construction accident leads to a burial of a body and the truth. Richard Jenkins, Christina Hendricks, his Mad Men co-star, and John Turturro also star in that movie. So two trailers to check out with the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, God's Pocket and A Most Wanted Man.
All right, new releases in our cinemas. Locke is the first one up.
Locke is the first one. This is Tom Hardy driving and driving and driving, and that's what he does in this movie. But it's about a manager whose life is drastically changed by a series of phone calls as he drives, and you get various different people on the phone, Olivia Colman, Ruth Wilson, all talking to him. And it is, yes, it is all set in the car, but that is intriguing.
Yes.
And Tom Hardy's a good actor in that. We also have Magic Magic. This is about a naive young tourist road trip across Chile with friends turns into a waking nightmare. Michael Cera and Juno Temple star in that one.
Okay, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, as you mentioned, is out.
Big movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't come much bigger than this in terms of the scale of the budget, the cast, Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone and Jamie Foxx thrown in there as well. Peter Parker runs the gauntlet as the mysterious company Oscorp sends us a slew of supervillains against him, impacting, of course, on his Spidey life.
If we're going to be friends, I think we gotta establish some ground rules.
Some ground rules?
Yeah, some ground rules. Like that.
Like what?
That laugh. That's off the table.
My laugh
that
is
laugh
off the
is
table?
Off the you got to figure out a more annoying laugh. That's still adorable.
That's not adorable. Okay, I have a ground rule.
Oh, good. What is it?
Don't tell me that I look amazing with your big brown doe eyes, okay? I'm really serious about that one.
Yeah, that's one of the few non-action moments in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I did. I saw them on Graham Norton. They're very sweet together.
Wasn't it funny
together
to see
in real
him
life.
In a Spider-Man outfit when he was
oh,
younger.
Oh, it's very sweet.
To think
yeah.
Now he is Spider-Man.
I know. No, I saw it during the week. I have to say, I really like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I think he's a great choice.
Suits
and
well.
Sally Field and himself, some very good scenes there. You know, it does what it says on the tin. It's action-packed, great effects, a love story at its centre. And it sort of dragged for me about 3/4 of the way through for a while. Then it sort of started again. It's kind of a little bit overlong. A little bit of editing wouldn't have gone amiss. But it's good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
When you think of the target market, it probably is a little bit too long. You know, the 2-hour mark is fine for those.
There's almost a baddie too many in it. You know, one of those is like, really? But I enjoyed it. I really like Andrew Garfield. I think he's super. All right, that is Mr. Spider-Man. We'll take a listen to the soundtrack very shortly. We have Emma Thompson. I the trailer was making me laugh for this. Emma Thompson and Pierce Brosnan look like they're having a ball together.
Yeah, and a kind of a good on-screen couple in a movie called The Love Punch. It's about a divorced couple who scheme to recover the retirement money that was stolen from them. And sometimes you just want to laugh with people who play these roles well. We Are the Best is about three girls in 1980s Stockholm decide to form a punk band despite not having any instruments and been told by everyone that punk is dead. And then finally, another Irish movie.
Yeah, based on John Banville's novel,
The Sea. And it stars Kieran Hines, Natasha McClone, Charlotte Rampling and Sinead Cusack in this movie. So it's good to see yet another Irish movie at the box office this week.
Yeah, it's a good time for Irish movies, that's for sure. Indeed. All right, quite a heavy going TV movie, but one that was well received too.
As a feature documentary, it was very well received. And I suppose for that reason, I decided to highlight that it was on for people if they wanted to watch it. Mea Maxima Culpa, Silence in the House of God. Alex Gibney, the director, explores, I suppose, the charged issue of paedophilia in the Catholic Church, and it's heavy going and heavy watching, but if you do like your documentary features, I'd highly recommend that you check this out. It's on TV3 Monday night at 11 p.m. a little bit late, but at least you know it's on.
Alright, and meanwhile we'll have lots of biblical epics over the weekend.
Yes, we will indeed.
As well, enjoy the Easter eggs, Gareth.
Thanks
a million.
Thank you.
Take care.